someone is dearly beloved to someone, parents, wife, children, and they have spent a few days, they come from America, Canada, somewhere they came down, but they are very beloved to us. We would have liked them to spend 6 months, 1 year, or his whole life, but they say we have to leave. Our time is up, visa is expiring, or job responsibilities, we have to go. So 2 or 3 days before time, now they're doing some running about, and then they're wrapping up and packing up. Bags are being packed. So although they haven't left, they're only going to leave after 2 days. But because they spent 3 weeks with us, and that is our beloved child who has come from Canada after a long time, or Europe, or America, or India, Pakistan, or any other part of the world, whose arrival we were looking forward to for many, many days and many, many months and many, many years. Now they came, and before we know what happened, they say the days have gone. Time has expired. So we have to leave. So although they're going to leave after 2-3 days, but from now, a kind of gum, sorrow, sadness, grief overtakes their heart. And we keep saying, so you're going to leave. So you're going to leave. Ah, how I'm going to miss you for the next whole couple years. You're going to come back after 3 years, or after 1 year. We'll only see you. How much of sorrow there is in the heart of the person. But provided there's love for that family member, for that child, for those parents, it seems just like that. This year in particular, seems like that the departure of Ramadan is coming. We were saying still 3 weeks to go, we said 2 weeks to go, 1 week to go. And we said we're looking forward to the last 10 nights. We're looking forward to the 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night. And then the jewel of all, and the cherry on the top, the 27th night. We are looking forward to that. So 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, everything is gone. And that honorable, respected, Mubarak guest who we dearly loved, he is, as if to say, packing up, getting ready to leave. And the best part is we don't even know whether we will see that guest again. We announced that 3 times now already. If anybody is sitting here and your car is obstructing, check if what numbers, check it out. If downstairs, if you are parked where there's some car behind you or in front of you, unless you're in the parking bay, then it's okay. Nobody seems to be going. So the Mubarak guest of Ramadan is going to leave. There must be some reason why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if only we had known what Ramadan fast is, we would have wished that it be fasting all the year round. Whole year remain Ramadan. And what he must be seeing in Ramadan to tell us that. as I mentioned the other night, there was a time that we too used to look forward to the end of Ramadan. Long before it ends, we used to look forward to it ending. Said, when does Ramadan end? So that we can start eating, drinking, and going back onto the football ground, cricket ground, and playing games as school children. That's what we should look forward to. Ramadan must end quickly. And if there was some dispute about sighting of the moon, and they said one extra day you must fast, and that one extra day was as if we were given life imprisonment or something. One extra day we have to fast. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. Even now we can't claim to be amongst those righteous servants of Allah Ta'ala, the Ahlullah, the Walis of Allah Ta'ala. But in their hearts, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts such love of this Mubarak month. And they have such enjoyment and such feelings and such kayfiyat and such ecstasy and such joy and such happiness that they look forward to it continuing. Allah Ta'ala must give us also hearts like that. With all the zulmat and darkness that's in the atmosphere, so much of zulmat and darkness is in the air. All the sins that man commits, that zulmat of that goes into the atmosphere. A person watches haram television programs in his room. If some person who is sahib-e-basirat, who has got a heart, dogs got hearts, cats got heart, monkeys got hearts, and donkeys got hearts. But they are not ahl-e-dil, they are not sahib-e-dil. We don't say this donkey got what nisbat, or this monkey got what nisbat. That nisbat and all is of the believers. So if there is some sahib-e-basirat, he has to walk into that room, he can straight away get the smell of zina. Although they didn't commit zina, but on the television screen the zina that took place, you get the darkness in that room. I was telling the friends one day at the park, Mitchell Park, after Fajr, we were taking a walk there. And everything was very fresh and beautiful. Inhaling the fragrant air and inhaling the oxygen and enjoying the greenery and freshness. Then I explained to them that if you have to go this very part of the time into some cinema, some theater, some casino, some disco, go to a disco this part of the time. There's nobody there now. The whole night there was zina, and there was music, and there was drugs, and there was all kinds of filth that took place there. Now there's nobody there. But if you go inside that hall even now, if you've got even that little bit light of iman in the heart, a little bit of noor of iman, you'll sense darkness there. You'll get ghabraat, as they say, ghabraat. Ghabraat. The word ghabrahat, in a hut, small hut, you feel little uncomfortable, ghabrahat. So from there it came ghabrahat. So see, if you go in there, you'll feel restless. Although there's nothing happening now, but the whole night whatever took place, now you'll find the effects of that. So then we say in the park also lots of things happened. Yes, it does happen. But at that time, early part of the morning, so many birds are chirping, so many birds are chirping. And what are the birds doing? They're making zikrullah. The birds are making zikrullah. Chuniya chun chun karti hai, bala insaan, tum kyun chup ho ro? Chuniya is making chun chun, what they are saying. They are making zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All the birds, you just find different voices. They are singing the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with their singing of the praises of Allah Ta'ala and with the zikr of all those birds and creatures and everything you will hear, as soon as it's dawn, everyone is making some kind of zikr in different voices, different sounds. You hear the frogs croaking that side, the birds chirping this side, you see the ducks floating that side, they're making their own sounds. Everybody is making zikr. Every creature is making zikr. So with the barkat of that zikr, and then to add to all that zikr, all the leaves of the trees are making zikr. The fresh branches are making zikr. The flowing water is making zikr. So with the barkat of all that zikr, that little darkness that came there at night because somebody committed zina or somebody played music or somebody drank a bottle of wine there, because of the barkat and the noor of that zikr, the darkness is removed. Therefore, when you go there, you feel fresh. Okay, ek ajeeb cheez Allah Taala ne ek ajeeb cheez dali thi us din. Waqai uski barkat se sab mehsoos hota hai. Otherwise, it would have been darkness there too. But everything is making zikrullah. So the darkness goes away. That's why I always say, nothing wrong. The park is not crowded at that time to go there and inhale the fragrant air and to enjoy the kudrat and scenery there. Nothing wrong with that. But when you go to the park, then keep your eyes park. When you go to the park, keep your eyes park. Keep your ears park. Keep your tongues park. Keep your heart spark. Don't make them napak in the park. Don't make them napak in the park. Keep them park, clean, pure. Yes, I was saying that it is zulmat and darkness. The person will sense it in their house with his lot of evil being seen on the television or internet or whatever it is. There is a darkness. The Ahlullah, they sense it immediately. But they don't embarrass anybody. They don't tell the person straight away. Because there is, although they have yaqeen that this is what is happening in this house, but they don't say it because they don't consider that as dalil and proof. A person's kash is not dalil. A person sometimes says, in my dream I saw that so and so stole that watch of mine, or so and so did this, or so and so did jadu, so and so did. So now that dream, is it dalil, is it proof? In the court of law you can say, I saw in my dream. When the person is arrested, tell him, get him arrested, why he stole my watch or stole my money, broke into my house. Said, did you see him? Said, no, I didn't see him, I saw in my dream. So in his dream, if he saw, can the judge order now, because this man saw in the dream that you stole, so therefore you go to Jahannam now. The prisons of this world, some of them are like Jahannam. But in South Africa, it's like 5-star hotel some places. So it's not a dalil, therefore they don't say anything. But in reality, they sense it. The heart is a very sensitive organ. Senses a lot of things. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of amal.